Build self-trust with intentional language. In 2012, a fascinating study was published in the Journal of Consumer Research called I Don't versus I Can't, When Empowered Refusal Motivates Goal-Directed Behavior. We believe it was a landmark paper in the emergence of our understanding of how the language of our thoughts affects us. The researchers specifically investigated whether the phrasing I don't was more empowering than I can't in terms of helping a person to refuse temptation and stay on track with a goal. The authors stated this: "We theorize that saying I don't do X connotes a firmly entrenched attitude. It emphasizes the personal will that drives the refusal, and it serves as a self-affirmation of one's personal willpower and control in the goal pursuit, leading to a favorable influence on feelings of empowerment as well as on actual behavior. On the other hand, saying I can't do X connotes an external focus on impediments. We propose that this results in less feelings of empowerment and thus also hinders the self-regulatory goal pursuit in question." Researchers conducted multiple experiments to test this theory. In a healthy eating study, participants in one group were directed to use I don't language when faced with the temptation of eating unhealthy food. For example, I don't eat junk food. While those in the second group used I can't language, for example, I can't eat junk food. When offered the choice of a chocolate bar or a healthy granola bar, 64% of those in the I don't group chose the granola bar, compared with just 39% of those in the I can't group. In another study, women were enrolled in a 10-day health program. 10 women were instructed to use I don't self-talk when they were tempted to lapse in their participation. 10 were instructed to use I can't phrasing, and as a control, 10 were told to just say no when they were tempted to quit. 8 out of 10 women in the I don't group stuck with the program for the whole 10 days. 3 of the women in the just say no group stuck it out. And just 1 woman in the I can't group finished the program. When rebuilding self-trust while simultaneously taking on new goals, there's a risk that failing or aborting the plan could cause greater damage to your self-trust. So pay attention to your self-talk when considering breaking agreements. I don't phrasing, such as, I don't skip my scheduled workouts, I don't put junk food into my body, and I don't get on Facebook during my work day, may help empower you to stick with the plan. Of course, I don't is just one example of empowering self-talk. With experimentation, you may find that other phrases work even better.